certainly, because as you will see in the, in other paragraphs that will come in under chapter 3 in the conclusions, there's a mention of a chair summary, and this is obviously one of the aspects of how we've come to a degree of compromise during the year as well, but certainly in the past few days and hours. But an option is not to mention it, and it's the chair's again prerogative to submit it to the meeting of high contracting parties as a conference room paper at that time, or an official document. So I mean, there's the two options as well, but whichever is preferable. If there are no objections to the way it is formulated here, there is an attempt to have some balance, but then the chair sees that there aren't any objections to the way it is structured here. Let us then go just in these paragraphs and read them out as they are. Chapter 12. Without setting a precedent for future meetings and without prejudice to future work of the group, with the intention to structure the discussion, the chairperson submitted possible questions as contained in Annex 3. The chairperson was assisted in his work, list of countries, and in 13, the substantive discussion on agenda item in those days, it took from 25 to 29 without, so we are striking 20 August because we didn't go into that. On 20 and 21 August, the group considered its draft final report. What is now 14, what was 14 has not been changed. The new one is 14 bis. A summary of the discussions held during the March and August meetings of the group, prepared under the chairperson's responsibility and in consultation with high contracting parties, is attached as Annex 6 to this report. The group noted that this paper had not been agreed and had no status. And again, with after what has been just mentioned, that this will be prepared and in due time before the meeting of high contracting parties, well before, but the option is to include it here as a annex to this report. If there are no more objections to the full chapter 2, the chair moves that we adopt it as orally amended and as visible on the screen. Chair sees no objections. It's so decided. Let us move into chapter 3, conclusions. The group spent some time specifically looking at the first agenda items, but at the same time, it has this novelty of adding an additional guiding principle. You will see that it is reflected in the annex of this report as K. But here as well, it is a part of the conclusions in order to reflect the discussion as was given. Therefore, the chair will open again discussions on the group of the 15, 16, and 17 for now. Again, with the call not to enter into negotiations. We've done that, but in order to find the proper elegant way of us coming to consensus on these aspects. So the list is, the speakers list is open on 15, 16, and 17 before we move forward to the next ones and as a whole. Costa Rica wishes to take the floor.